As someone who lives in Nevada and ran 20 marathons, I felt instant curiosity for Million Dollar Bet and inspired by True Events piece about a guy who puts money on the line for a very long jog in Las Vegas. Sports movie? Gambling movie? Well, a bit, but ultimately more of a good-hearted slacker comedy about upending predictions. Director Thomas Wojcicki, writing with Andrea Piva, presents Hank and Jack, two guys whose gambling skills let them avoid regular 9-to-5 jobs. They make good money, partially because each has a risk-taker's mindset. They will bet on pretty much anything. On a whim, Hank decides he can run 70 miles in 24 hours, just under the total of 3 full marathons. People do it. Every year, some get a special belt buckle for going 24 or under in the Western States 100 outside Reno. But these people train for it, and Hank's slacker nature means his approach to exercise resembles the relationship between snow shoots and heat waves. Forcing his friend Jack to take the title action against him, Hank sets out on multiple circles around the Beverly Green area of Las Vegas, more out of stubborn curiosity and whatever quirk makes someone bet on anything, no matter what. The director makes good use of the real but unglamorous side of Vegas as various neighbors show up and follow events. I would say action, but even I, as a former marathoner, acknowledge that the process of watching someone take the approximately 130,000 steps required for 70 miles lacks a certain level of excitement for the spectator. The writing team mitigates this with a series of oddball characters and a slightly unexpected but positive conclusion that fits into a slacker mentality. Don't take anything, including this movie, too seriously. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.